Hello? A new word, recently invented. Lila Hoth answered me. Her voice, her accent, her diction. She said,
Sir, you decided to declare war. Clearly there are no rules of engagement for you.
Who are you, exactly?
You'll find out.
I need to know now.
I'm your worst nightmare, as of about 2 hours ago, and you still have something that belongs to me.
So come and get it. Better still, send some more of your guys. Give me some more light exercise.
You got lucky tonight, that's all.
I'm always lucky.
Where are you?
Right outside your house. There was a pause.
No, you're not.
Correct. But you just confirmed that you're living in a house, and that right now you're out a window.
Thank you for that information. Where are you, really?
Federal Plaza, with the FBI.
I don't believe you.
Your call.
Tell me where you are.
Close to you. 3rd Avenue and 56th Street. She started to reply, and then she stopped herself immediately. She got no further than an inchoate little sound, a voiced dental fricative, the start of a sentence that was going to be impatient and querulous and a little smug, like, that's not close to me. She wasn't anywhere near 3rd and 56th.
Last chance. I want my property.
Her voice softened.
We can make arrangements, if you like. Just leave it somewhere safe and tell me where. I'll have it picked up. We don't need to meet. You could even get paid.
I'm not looking for work.
Are you looking to stay alive?
I'm not afraid of you, Lila.
That's what Peter Molina said.
Where is he?
Right here with us.
Alive?
Come over and find out.
He left a message with his coach.
Or maybe I played the tape he made before he died. Maybe he told me his coach never answers the phone at dinner time. Maybe he told me a lot of things. Maybe I forced him to.
Where are you, Lila?
Oh, I can't tell you that, but I could have you picked up.
100 feet away, I saw a police car cruising 14th Street, moving slow. Pink flashes at the window as the driver moved his head right and left. I asked, How long have you known Peter Molina?
Since I picked him up in the bar.
Is he still alive?
Come over and find out.
You're on borrowed time, Lila. You killed 4 Americans in New York. No one is going to ignore that.
I killed nobody.
Your people did.
People that have already left the country. We're fireproof.
We?
You ask too many questions.
If your people acted on your orders, then you're not fireproof. That's a conspiracy.
This is a nation of laws and trials. There's no evidence.
Car?
No longer exists.
You'll never be fireproof for me. I'll find you.
I hope you do.
100 feet away, the police car slowed to a crawl. Come out and meet with me, Lila. Or go home. One or the other. But either way, you're beaten here.
She said, We're never beaten.
Who is we? But there was no answer. The phone went dead. Nothing there, except the dumb silence of an empty line. 100 feet away, the police car stopped. I closed the phone and put it back in my pocket. 2 cops climbed out of the car and headed into the square. I stayed where I was, too suspicious to get up and run. better to sit tight. I wasn't alone in the park. There were maybe 40 people in there with me. Some of them seemed to be a permanent population. Others were temporary strays. New York is a big city. 5 boroughs. Journeys home are long, often easier to rest along the way. The cops shone a flashlight beam in a sleeping guy's face. They moved on, lit up the next guy. And the next. Not good. Not good at all. But I was not the only person to reach that conclusion. Here and there, around the square, I saw shapes rising up from benches and shuffling away in different directions. Maybe people with outstanding warrants, dealers with stuff in their backpacks, surly loners who didn't want contact, helpless paranoids wary of the system. 2 cops, an acre of ground, maybe 30 people still on benches, maybe 10 newly mobile. I watched. The cops kept on coming. Their flashlight beams jerked through the nighttime haze. Long shadows were thrown. They checked a 3rd guy, and then a 4th, then a 5th. More people stood up. Some left altogether, and others simply moved from bench to bench. The square was full of shapes, some inert, some moving. Everything was in slow motion, a tired, lazy dance. I watched. New indecision in the cop's body language. Like herding cats. They approached the people still on benches. They turned away and jerked their beams on the people moving out. They kept on walking, bending, turning. No pattern, just random movement. They kept on coming. They got within 10 yards of me. Then they quit. They played their flashlight beams one last time around a token circle, and then they headed back to their car. I watched the drive away. I stayed on my bench and breathed out and started thinking about the GPS chips in the captured cell phones in my pockets. Part of me said it was impossible that Lila Hoth would have access to tracking satellites, but another part of me focused on her saying, "We're never beaten." And "we" is a big word. Only 2 letters, but a large implication. Maybe the bad guys from the Eastern Bloc had grabbed more than oil and gas leases. Maybe they had taken over other kinds of infrastructure. The old Soviet intelligence machine had to have gone somewhere. I thought about laptop computers and broadband connections and all kinds of technology I didn't fully understand. I kept the phones in my pockets, but I got up off the bench and headed for the subway, which was